At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Friday, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour two sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage loan promo going right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you'll get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast Nebraska. That's a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, and Marlon at 402-436-2462. Mention the code BREAKERS, Pinnacle Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
How do they come up with that? That idea, that just the greatness of this idea. Okay, we're going to give it, sometimes just like, oh, I'll just give you this bonus. We're going to have this golf outing. Imagine getting done golfing, Jake, and you get ahead into the casino and hotel. How nice is that going to be?
It's pretty nice.
You're there the night before, relaxing.
It's pretty nice.
Then the next day, you're going to go play golf at one of the best courses in the country. Then you're going
to
just walk into a hotel casino after. How's that sound?
Sounds relaxing.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Sounds like fun.
I will drive right by that probably late today.
No kidding.
Yes.
So I just don't have a good grasp at all on your travels. Like, What it's like going up there?
Never been up there. You never really left Lincoln besides traveling to games. I mean, there's no. I mean,
well, he goes to Council Bluffs.
Goes to Council Bluffs in here. That about wraps it up. Try Sterling now. Just give it a shot.
Now I used to whip up that way back in the day.
On the hog?
No, when I was in my like
youth,
late teens and twenties, my girlfriend was in Sioux City. So Sioux City. So
you can go through, yeah.
You saw the magic bridge then.
You saw the magic bridge. Mm. Yeah, drove right over it. What was your route you took?
I took 29.
Did you?
I-29.
Oh, no. I knew that would cause a problem.
That's a joke.
You took the easy route to Sioux City.
Enjoy your drive. Go through Emerson.
I did occasionally.
Go through Thurston.
Did occasionally.
Yeah, go through Homer. You ever tried Homer?
Yes, yeah. I did. I tried it. I did it occasionally. Yeah. But most of the time, I just whipped
a whole nother Jackson.
Yeah.
There's a whole nother world
enjoyed
out
it.
There.
I mean, I spent a lot of time in Sioux City. I mean,
I love getting on lost highways. We just also going like there's really nobody else on this highway. It's not bad. It's pretty good shape. I'm gonna enjoy myself here.
Yeah, I-29 is no, and that's not.
No, it's just people. All people are trying to do is get someplace.
Right.
There's
nothing.
You're not taking it in.
No. There was a couple truck stops that offered some degree of color, but not much.
I've never been like a truck stop was of. Except for Buc-ee's.
No, their truck stops are pretty good, actually.
I don't hate them. I don't hate trucks. I just rather be off the beaten path.
I understand.
That's why I'm not doing interstate ambassador.
Rural ambassador.
The rural ambassador thing hasn't taken off, though.
No, it hasn't. I don't know what's going on there. I got the sash and the top hat that Jake wanted me to wear.
Well, we need to wear. Yeah, you have the top hat.
Jake, tell them what's coming up here.
So
in the
next segment, next segment, we're going to have Radio Tradio. If you don't know what that is, it's a thing from the past we're bringing back. Basically, we already have items that are here in the building.
It involves mostly Greg point.
Right now, you're trading with Greg, it sounds like.
It's exclusively Greg.
And Greg, if this stuff's not taken, please come back and get it.
I got it. No, I'll get it.
Okay, all right.
There is something, I have nothing to trade. I got to ask you. He's got a birdhouse built out of a cowboy boot.
It's really cool.
It's really cool, and I want that bad, but I don't know. I have nothing to trade.
Yeah, there's a bit. If you're interested, there's a birdhouse built out of a cowboy boot, and there's a lawn sprinkler in the shape of a Husker football that rotates.
So has he made like a list? Like we can read this on the air and announce what it is.
We can do it on our own. Right. I mean, we're not imbeciles.
Yeah, so you can look behind you.
Just turn around.
I just want to bring it in the studio to show it off and say, listen, what do you want to trade for this?
We should probably have people texting in now, kind of like, hey, what's going on? You know, I have some things that what am I going to put up on the block, I guess.
This is our first go-around.
Don't make fun of us if it doesn't go very well. Okay,
We're going to do it for the next 4 years. So
yeah.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I did not roll my eyes. 464-5685, call or text as always. There was a cryptic tweet sent out by head coach Matt Rhule last night.
I saw this.
Oh, I didn't see
now,
this.
Now, if you recall, this is not new to Matt. He's done this in the past.
Is it breaking news?
It's not breaking news. It was last night about 8:38. But he tweets in emojis, and so you're trying to decipher what he's trying to say. This has happened, I think, the last couple off seasons, and people try to crack the code. I'll give you what the emojis are. You guys see if we can figure this out. There's a clock,
okay,
and then a calendar, and then a red dot.
See it?
And then a wave.
That's a wave, okay.
And then a stock going up sign.
Okay.
And then a stadium.
Uh-huh.
And then a star.
Mm-hmm.
And then a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And then a pin. And then red and white block emojis. I don't know if this is some sort of a summer event going on, or what's going on with this.
There's people that have tried to break it down. There's,
what's the cracking of the code you've seen, Sip?
Hold on. Okay. I think this guy's name is Husker Tidbits on Twitter.
It's a nice name. Tidbits.
So the clock and the calendar is its time, or mark your calendars.
Okay. Cracking the code.
The red dot, the red circle and wave is the sea of red.
Okay.
Which is the nickname for the Nebraska fan base.
Okay, Tidbits doing work. I like.
Thanks, Steve.
Off to a good start here.
or a red wave of momentum. And then the chart in the stadium, the upward chart and stadium, the program is trending upward, rising at Memorial Stadium.
Uh-huh.
And then the star, helicopter, and pin, this likely, according to Tidbit. This likely means he's taking the recruiting helicopter to visit a top-tier star recruit's location, or that a star recruit has just landed committed to Nebraska. In parentheses, Coach Rhule frequently uses a helicopter for recruiting visits. True. Ah, I didn't know that, actually. Okay.
Right now, also, he could go out and see a recruit and travel to that, except for it's the dead period for head coaches.
Okay, so you can't. So red and white squares, Nebraska's team colors. So his full translation, the time is now, the sea of red is rising, and momentum is building up at Memorial Stadium. We are flying out to land a star recruit, or a star recruit has just landed here. Go Big Red.
Tidbit's just AI'd that thing. It's ChatGPT.
He
didn't do that himself. He asked Google or ChatGPT, what does this mean? And took that as his own.
That's what you do. That's all right.
Yeah, we just let the computer do the work for us now.
There's no brilliant minds
anymore.
No, it's not all right. Now you have to report that. If I did anything on,
I don't have to report.
If you make a statement like that, like this is what I've come up with.
Oh,
you have to say I ChatGPT'd this. This is what this.
Oh,
is what
okay.
Said.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yes, I think you would have to.
Yeah,
you would have to say this is what I got via chat. GPT.
Or I put it in ChatGPT.
GPT.
Or you could also say something of some sort, like then I added this to it, or I had some I like this part of it, but I like this. Yeah, I don't know.
God, ChatGPT is amazing.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Like, it can, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It can write
but,
your
but
article.
As Bill
you.
Said, I mean, you should say you've used it, but people don't. They want to use it as their own brilliant thoughts, right?
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of reporters use it and then don't identify it.
Of course they don't.
Easy, Jake. Easy.
But they're not going to say, I went to ChatGPT for this. You know, maybe once in a while they might, but not all the time. That means they're not really writing anymore.
ChatGPT's gotten scary to me. I will put in my column and say, can you write a snappy tweet for this? And they will. They'll write a snappy tweet that you can put on Twitter. And then I'll say, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You have to say thank you back to him?
You don't have to, but I do. And I say thank you. I appreciate it. And then the other day it came back. You wrote a really good column. It was like, he kind of broke it down. He goes, there was a lot to it, but you did a good job with it. And I was like, thank you. I mean, you can talk now. Like, if you're a lonely person, go to ChatGPT.
You're talking to
you can talk.
I'm concerned if you're talking to ChatGPT. We need to have a chat.
I don't know. I mean,
just text me and Bill. You need some human interaction.
Yeah, just right.
We can give your own feedback on this.
We're talking about the column.
We'll send a bunch. You know, we'll send some smart aleck text back.
I can probably have his response.
Yeah. I kind of want to hear what ChatGPT said to you.
It saves.
I want you to just think of the difference of how great it was when you went through the lyrics of Copacabana compared to ChatGPT. That was gold. This is not gold. When you went through the first line of George Thorogood, bad to the bone, again.
That's human thought.
Yes.
Not
oh, chat, I see what
not
you're
robot
saying.
Thought. Not the same. You can tell when it's human versus robot written.
Here's the deal.
But you saved it. Did you screenshot this or what? Yeah. Where do you find this at?
No, I didn't. I don't have
it. Is our show will eventually be ChatGPT? We won't even come in.
Yeah, it's just
like that. What would Bill say in this situation?
No, you're fine. A guy like you, I don't think you have to worry because ChatGPT can't recreate you. It can't recreate Bill's
Thrill. What if I started doing all my Bill's Thrills off of ChatGPT?
Well, don't do that.
Give me some sort of fun rhyme for Bill's Thrills. Yeah. I need cool parenting tips that rhymes for Thursdays. Go, ChatGPT. Go.
Hod.
Wouldn't work.
I'll never do it. Hand to God.
I appreciate that, Bill. Are you trying to find this still?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, move on.
All right.
Move on, please.
I did see this, that CBS Sports put out their rankings of all the FBS teams this week. Nebraska sits at 35th, which you wouldn't think is terrible. 10 spots outside the top 25. The only problem is if you're trying to indicate what this might mean for a season, there are six teams on your schedule that are ahead of Nebraska. So that they're indicating, you know, unless there's an upset or a nice win, Nebraska probably at 6-6, despite being at 35th in the rankings per CBS Sports.
It's just a projection.
It's a projection. That'd be 10th in the Big Ten.
Just a projection.
They'd be right behind in these rankings. Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Boise State, and TCU. Ahead of Auburn, Va-Tech, Virginia, and Arizona State. Minnesota will be just behind that at 40th, essentially. Three teams in the top six are Big Ten. Ohio State 1, Oregon 3, Indiana 6.
God, Arizona State's not regarded that very highly right now.
About 39th right now.
Wow. Same with Auburn.
Auburn surprised me a little bit.
Thought they'd be higher than that?
Yeah, thought they'd be higher than that.
Va-Tech, so they're anticipating a rocky, not unsuccessful, but rough first year for James Franklin.
Probably a bowl game though.
Yeah.
6-6, 7-5.
Six of Nebraska's opponents sit ahead of them in the rankings. This is what Jake writes. So if you use that, they might put Nebraska.
I don't think 6-6 is what they're probably estimating unless you win one of those games.
Illinois is only a few spots above him, so I guess that could be a toss-up. But it is a road game for Nebraska in November.
You know what the deal is? I mean, we do it every year. We say it every year. They're just going to have to win a lot of close games to get to where they want
to
be.
At some point, you have to win the
close. You have to win close games.
They have the world. They really haven't won close games.
That's the world for most teams, you know,
Bo Pelini was very, very good at winning close games. But take all the shots you want at Bo, fans will. But Bo Pelini was a 9-10 win every year coach, and he won almost every freaking close game Nebraska ever had.
Wouldn't you agree?
It's a testament to him.
Time has been good to Bill Callahan, Bo Pelini.
Yes.
Time has helped them a lot. I mean, Bo, it's really helped that staff. I mean, look what they did. We didn't regard
Absolutely.
Them that well when they were here.
They never had less than 9 wins.
Right.
Every 7 years, 9-10 wins.
Bo had
every
2 10-win seasons. He had 10 win seasons. If they don't get screwed at Jerry's World, they're in the hunt. Think about it. Right?
The next year, they were a top 5 team.
Right.
At one point in the year.
And they got screwed. Marty said that the other day. He rewatched the end of that game. Marty said there's definitely
no chance for 1 second.
Yeah. Marty.
Mac Brown just pleading, begging.
Bill, that was an incredible night. Bo was incensed. Carl was running around. Bo was yelling, Big 12. That's the Big 12, right? And Carl was pissed. It was amazing. It was an amazing night.
If there ever was a conspiracy theory, that there's one.
100.
It's like the game's there. It's in Texas.
In Dallas.
It's like it
headquarters.
Think of the error that was made it was Colt McCoy, right?
He's lucky as hell.
The error he made on that, the game almost running out on him.
Yep. I
mean, it was incredible.
Yep.
It would have went down as like one of the buffoonery plays of all time.
He was rattled.
Yeah.
He was rattled.
Well, Sue got him 4.5 times that game. I understand why he was rattled.
Oh, God, he was
rattled. He's probably still seeing Sue right now in his nightmares, 17 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was – what a night. But, yeah, no, it's – the time has done those – I mean, Bill Callahan recruited at an incredibly high level. You were part of it. You guys were bringing in dudes that we're not seeing now. I mean, it was those were times, and we didn't probably appreciate them then like we should have, but now I do when I look back at those teams. I would invite people to look back at those teams and tell me what you see. Go to watch just a random bowl game. Like, go watch when you guys played Auburn and tell me what you see. It was a very good game. Yeah. Two good teams, really good teams. I mean, it was the Cotton Bowl. Yeah. It was excellent.
Alamo Bowl, Michigan. Watch Bo play when you guys would Bo beat South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go watch. Was that Capital One? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Capital One bowl game?
Did they beat South Carolina?
No, they beat Georgia.
Georgia. Was it Georgia?
They beat Georgia in the Gator Bowl. Lost them in the Capital One. They played Georgia twice in bowl games.
Yeah, I
beat them once.
Run
but there's some, yeah, there's some games, like you said, it was.
They beat Todd Gurley in the Gator Bowl.
Yes. They beat Todd Gurley, and that was that throw by Tommy.
99-yard touchdown.
To Nunwa out of the end zone.
Right. 99 yards. We're chucking deep, baby.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Like, you just go watch those teams. They had Burkhead and Amir.
Yeah.
They had Burkhead and Amir.
The same team.
Good God. Anyway, thank you, Jake.
But Nebraska's 35th in the polls. Before we get to break, the three words to avoid when it comes to IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked.
Please,
Applied Connective Technologies, all 93 counties of the state, with a 99.8% retention rate that manages all things IT and cybersecurity. Learn more today with a free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Will has chimed in. He has a Magic Johnson poster.
For radio?
Yeah, for radio trade.
Wait, who chimed in?
Will.
He has a Magic Johnson poster?
Magic Johnson poster that's on the block. Yes,
I wonder if Greg would be interested in that.
I wonder if you would.
Well,
are you interested in a boot? I wonder.
It's a
birdhouse.
Birdhouse.
Yes, and it's really nice.
When we come back, we will attempt to do the first ever
we don't know what's
radio
gonna happen
tradio
here.
For Bill
Bear
Swills.
With us.
Call us, text us 402-464-5685. It's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Unearth the secret to long